This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
Remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. It's different for the media. It's different for the media.
It's different for the media.
Remember,
it's illegal to possess these stolen documents.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, November 8th, 2019. Why did I begin the broadcast with a clip from the fall of 2016, just a month out from the election? We're 360 days out from the 2020 election. Why? Because that's the theme of the deep state. Reading what investigative journalists release makes you a felon and you're going to go to a forced labor camp, I guess. And now, all over the news, AP, Reuters, CNN, they're saying arrest Don Jr., send him to prison, because when the news was reporting on the identity of the fake whistleblower, he magnified it so we would discover that the lawyer was a person pledged to run a, quote, coup against Trump. You're supposed to know who a whistleblower is. The federal statutes are for the inspector general. If the whistleblower doesn't want to be known, they don't release the name. But a whistleblower on made-up garbage, whose name is public, who's been testifying to Congress, can't face your accusers, is totally legal and lawful. Just like the Supreme Court's ruled dozens of times, the last big one in the 1980s, that to release the names of jurors, if there are especially conflicts of interest, say if, again, John Gotti's son was on the jury, you'd want that information. That's completely protected and legal and lawful. Well, guess what? They're all over the news. Washington Post, CNN, calling for my arrest. There are Obama-era prosecutors saying, I am a criminal. Arrest me now. And the judge reportedly has been talking about me in the courtroom. And they're playing clips of me in the courtroom. But the press has all been thrown out. And they're all scared because this nation has been gelded. We've had our testicles cut off. And I intend to bring our huevos back. Somebody's got to do it. Bowing down to these people has got to stop. But in the new America run by these people, you read WikiLeaks, you go to jail. You report on a fake whistleblower, his name's already out, you go to jail. You talk about them trying to appoint a Obama department head to the jury, which was confirmed, you go to jail. They think we're so stupid, they're going to get away with this. Well, they're not. Now, we've got all the clips of this coming up, but let me drop a bombshell bigger on you. I'm not going to leave the show when we come back. I'm not going to leave the broadcast without, it's all over the news, they are trying to arrest me or seeking indictments right now. Here's the headlines right here. Alex Jones threatened to name a Roger Stone juror. Experts say that might be jury tampering. Washington Post. No, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to lead with that because it's important, but it's not as important as this. I have investigative journalists on the payroll. And, you know, I call this young lady around here the rabbit's foot because she just keeps coming up with the gold. We have the total proof of how they stole the Kentucky governorship, and it's not too late to get it back. We have the total proof, recordings exclusively. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the force is with us. whatever you want to call it. God is with us. Go with God. That means God's on our side. Thanks to your prayers. That is only the beginning of the transmission today. No wonder. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco's EX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Remember, 3 years ago and a month before the 2016 election, Chris Cuomo went on CNN to engage in massive fraud. Well, just hear what he said for yourself.
Remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
Remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. It's different for the media. It's different for the media.
It's different for the media.
Remember,
it's illegal to possess these stolen documents.
So if you read what an investigative journalist legally and lawfully releases, protection under the First Amendment, that's in all the Supreme Court rulings, you're going to go to prison, not just Julian Assange. And they're showing us what happens to investigative journalists now. What would have happened to Daniel Ellsberg exposing the Vietnam War today as being locked up to rot in solitary confinement? And now they've come out all over the national news, and they've said that they want Alex Jones arrested for pointing out that the judge selected as the first juror in the Roger Stone railroading kangaroo show trial, Star Chamber event, aren't enough words to describe how fraudulent it is on its face. They're all over the news, Washington Post, CNN. Alex Jones needs to be arrested. Alex Jones has committed a crime, says former Obama prosecutors. U.S. attorneys trot out on TV. Arrest him. He's threatening the lives of jurors. There was a Grim Reaper on his show. Yeah, talking about Epstein, we had a Grim Reaper on the show. These people are unbelievable. And what else do they say? Don Jr. needs to go to jail while they're on The View. And one host says, my law degree says you go to jail. No such thing. None of that's true. Quid pro quo is not illegal. As the president talking to a head of a state, unless he was personally making money, which he wasn't off of it. So they're just saying normal activity is illegal. If they tried to put Bill Clinton on the jury, or Hillary Clinton, or Chelsea Clinton, or let's say Bill and Hillary Clinton's maid, somebody they had power over, they would be disqualified for the appearance of impropriety. That's the law. But Judge Jackson and all her imperious, hubris-filled arrogance admonished everyone, I guess, on Tuesday. Or was it Wednesday? It was Wednesday. Not to talk about the jury to anyone. And then they said Jones knew that when an hour later he talked about it. No, I didn't. But she can't sit there and tell the media, don't talk about these jurors. That's not going to stand up. What if one of the jurors was Bill Clinton? Hi, everybody. Don't talk about me being on the jury here. Don Jr., 100% cut and dry, could say who the whistleblower is. And the person's not even a whistleblower, but it has that dossier whistleblower. Intelligence community. Oh, royalty. And so they don't know what to do now. They tried to put Politico and Reuters were in the room. They said that the spokesperson for the Office of Budget Management under Obama, who they said husband works in the Justice Department on the Russia probe as a lawyer. That was in the news. Confirmed. We went and looked at the only woman that ever headed up the PR there. She later went on to head up Health and Human Services as the cabinet head on the cabinet. And her husband, indeed, matched up as a lawyer on Russia probe. Oh, they go, oh, Jones isn't right. We're not going to tell you who it is. We have no idea. The whole thing's secret. But they did say it is an Obama official. And that's perfectly fine, the judge said. And now for daring to say, wow, that's terrible. And that's reportedly who it is. They won't deny it. Well, Jones needs to be arrested. And then I can't play all these clips, but normally you hear, oh, Don Jr. destroyed The View. Or, no, he destroyed them. Really, I'm bad to women? Whoopi, you defend Norman Polanski drugging and raping 13-year-old girls in their rear ends till they bleed everywhere. Shut her down real quick. People started chanting and praising him. He called him on it, so she said, shut up. Behar said, this isn't a Trump rally. See how fast their audience turned on him? Because Junior was laughing at him with his good-looking girlfriend. Smart, good-looking girlfriend. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to respond to the hot, smart lawyer Latina and her European boyfriend. And I'm going to play some of these clips, but it's not our top story. Wait till I get to that next segment. But this is who they are. All over the news, I have a stack of articles. Arrest him. Fox News bans host from using the name of alleged whistleblower. Eric, however you pronounce his name, CIA Saramella. Twitter bans it. They'll kick you off if you use it. Dems fight to keep the name of whistleblower's name private. He's already testified. His lawyer's a guy that swore to destroy Trump all over Twitter. Here he is, Eric Saramella. Five facts you know. Oh, it's okay for the heavy to have him before Don Jr. or anybody else. I mean, Drudge had it. We had it. But, oh, arrest him. There he is with the first lady right there. We're not supposed to talk about this guy. That's Le Pen's crazy wife right there. What a circus. So that's the control, because the media says it's illegal. The rest of the media won't touch it to protect these people from exposure to their political hacks that work for Hillary, Obama, Brennan, Clapper, Coney, Robert Mueller. You know, I had a former federal agent in the trial that they didn't know about who knew what to look for, and he said it's totally rigged. He said the feds they have on the stands have openly been paid off, and that he felt dirty leaving it. And had not seen mafia trials that would the mafia that corrupt. He said he literally never felt dirty leaving a courthouse. And he said the whole top is rigged. Think about that. By the way, that same source confirmed to me before it was news that Bloomberg is going to run. He's already got his security details set up. It's on. So when we come back, I'll play Behar and others saying you're going to jail, you're going to prison. We'll finish up with this attack on free speech. And then I'm going to get into the big story. And we're not going to have the audio of this, till the fourth hour. I'm going to go ahead and host the fourth hour today. Because I was on three-way phone calls this morning and recording phone calls this morning with the crew of the Kentucky state government, and they were admitting on the phone how the Democrats stole the election in plain view. And this is all in plain view, and we have the documents, we have the proof, but we're putting it all together with the reports with Millie Weaver for the fourth hour. And this is all hiding in plain view. How the Democrats stole Kentucky, how they stole the governorship. Now, their wave of fraud wasn't big enough to pick up the other seats, but they got it there, targeting the chief executive, who can then pardon all the Democrats that have been indicted in the state. And that was really their main plan. So they had the focused illegal voting done there with the names of dead people and folks off the rolls. And we even have the people who had their names stolen and put on the rolls. They don't even live in the state. We have it all.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself.
Kimberly, you're a lawyer.
Yes.
And we've known
yes.
each other. You were a former prosecutor. Yes. I mean, did you advise your boyfriend that it is a federal crime to out a whistleblower?
I didn't advise him that it was a federal crime, but I did come out of the bathroom and say, I left you alone for 10 minutes. What happened when Mama Caesar's gone? Because
yeah.
by the prison
point
reason.
It's only a federal crime for the IG to do it. That's
yeah.
in the statute.
Well,
so that's, you
well,
can't,
no, that's
but
not true.
You can't
that's
run
a lie.
It is not
true.
So
let me show you the
that's
other side.
These
are
under
U.S.
Okay, stop. Everybody stop. It's hard to hear.
Under U.S. 1505, it is a crime.
It's not accurate. Just ask where Paul you went.
My law degree says it is, but nevertheless.
But he's not the individual that first
my
crime.
My question is, you did speak to him about that.
I talked to him, no, not prior to, after I said, oh, what happened? He said, well, they're saying that I released this and I outed, but if you look at the facts, and the facts are that the name was out there. I'm not saying, okay, I understand what you're saying, that perhaps, okay, it wasn't the most prudent decision to retweet an article. But I want to tell you something. When we talk about transparency. The President of the United States released the transcript of exactly what happened in that phone call.
Yeah.
The whistleblower is giving his opinion
or her opinion
right. of what transpired.
I'd like to talk about that,
you know what
actually.
I'm saying?
Yeah. I'd like
so
to talk about that.
That's out there to say. He's not trying to hide
right.
anything.
I'd
thank
like
God
he's
transcribed.
I'd like to talk
not
about that.
The truth.
Actually, let me ask you, do you regret the shooting?
Why does he,
I don't
why
think I should have to forego my First Amendment. Right? I didn't want to create hysteria, but if I'm reading an article, I'll be like, oh, the name's out there. I didn't even realize that this thing's some sort of big sort of secret.
You don't regret doing that.
I don't regret doing it. No, I don't think I should have to forego my First Amendment rights. It's out there. I read it in an article. I've been reading it for a week. I saw it on the Drudge Report. Like, this is not some secret, but to then say, because it's Donald Trump Jr., because he's an outspoken guy, why was there no outrage when Drudge Report, which is a major website, probably the largest aggregator of media news in America, he puts it out there a few days ago, and crickets, no problem with that.
Because
on,
probably not a lot of people knew that it was out there, but once you put it out,
on Drudge, millions of people see Drudge Day.
I'm saying to you, listen, man, I don't know how many people here read the Drudge Report. I don't know, but I'm saying...
So you got a bunch of arrogant, hateful harpies who don't believe in freedom. Joy Behar, days before, said, we're going to confiscate all your guns. We're going to lie to you about it. Once we get in, we're taking them. You understand? We don't care about the freedoms that made this country so great. We're going to flush them down the toilet. And then I love how his girlfriend, Don Jr., is like, well, maybe it wasn't the best idea he did it. The best idea, great job doing it. Look at this. Here he is, Eric Ciramella. 5 facts you need to know. Here he is. I knew who this guy was days before it was the big news. We're like, oh, look, he's a little slimy Democrat. His lawyer hates Trump and swore to remove him from office in a, quote, coup in 2017. Oh, look, he works for Brennan and under Hillary and Obama. And he just repeats the same garbage. We have the transcript. We have the witnesses. It's not true. He's nothing but a deep stater. And they turned that into it's bad. What, he's just supposed to testify secretly to Democrats only and then send his written questions to the Republicans if they have any questions. They can talk magically to his lawyer. He doesn't have to face anybody. He can just sit there and make this up. It's 100% legal and lawful. It's like it's 100% legal and lawful in the interest of the press that I exposed that they were trying to put high-level Obama administration officials on the jury, and they were admitting it in the news like it was no big deal. Reuters, Politico, Washington Post were reporting that, oh, and her husband worked at the Justice Department in the Mueller probe as a lawyer. What? And I'm like, who is this? So Robert Mueller? He was a lawyer working at the Justice Department? The Mueller report? I mean, that's how crazy this is. But that's how dumb they think you are. And Fox News and Twitter and all of them won't let their host say who it is because Joy Behar and others say you need to go to jail if that is the case. Think about that. Don't read the WikiLeaks. You have to tune into CNN. Chris Cuomo's allowed to read it. You're not. You'll go to jail. That's not true. That's mafia threats from that goon, from Fredo, trying to steal your birthright of speech. That is racketeering. That is criminal. But they didn't stop there. Here it is. Alex Jones threatened to name a Roger Stone juror. Experts say that might be jury tampering. And they have Obama federal prosecutors quoted as saying, Jones has committed a crime. Jones has crossed into criminal territory. Jones is threatening the jurors. They've got other headlines saying, Jones physically threatens the jurors' lives with a grim reaper. They don't tell you it was in a Jeffrey Epstein report with our news director in a Halloween costume saying, did he commit suicide or did they kill him? And we were asking the Grim Reaper. Or I said, buy your DNA force. It makes your telomeres last longer. The Grim Reaper doesn't like it. That turns into a threat. Like I told the producer, Daria, she had a California bear on her shirt today. And I said, are you threatening the jurors? Don't be on TV here. Federal prosecutors will say that bear, because a grizzly bear is a lot scarier than the Grim Reaper. That'll actually kill you. Was Daria threatening them? Because pretty soon, I mean, look, there's like crosshairs on the TV screens. Oh, that was like a crosshair. Oh, a cloud looks like something racist. You know, there's a town called White because of white cliffs that are there. And they're getting rid of the name in England because the whiteness is bad, you see. The white page, is that code word? Oh, now the brofist is getting banned by Apple. You know, the bro fist, bumping fist. You know, my buddies, when we agree to meet somewhere or do something, my buddy had said, hey, you want to go for a helicopter ride Saturday? I said, yeah. He bro fisted me. Like, boom, you know, the fist. Yeah, you're like, let's hit fist. I didn't know that was a secret white supremacist code. But see, they're not mentally ill, folks. The globalists are taking over all language, all communication, and saying it's theirs. They'll decide who can be funny. They'll decide what symbols are okay. Ooh, like that evil one, the ADL. They'll get your bank accounts taken, you use it. Well, you got to use it because they're going to take everything. They're the danger. The left, the control freaks, my goodness. Alex Jones is trying to out jury members in the Roger Stone trial. Alex Jones is threatening jurors. Alex Jones. They're doing that in my name. And you know they went to the jurors and said, you're under danger. The mafia, Don Jones, is after you. And they probably got troops with the guns. Get in here, quit juries. Jones is after you. They even say in the Post, jurors are hiding in fear. Jones is coming. Oh, my gosh. Oh, oh. But again, this is the theater of the left. The whistleblower. Trump's in hotels. Hookers are pissing on him. It's all over. The audio's coming out of the N-words from the president. None of it's real. None of it's true. It's just lies, 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 lies. Don't you read WikiLeaks, you dirty Americans. You sit there and you shut up. You don't read about Hillary calling her followers useless idiots. You just do what she says because she has a right to own and rule everyone. So I'm here to tell you, dirty Americans, from Judge Jackson, keep your mouth shut, turn in your guns, your children belong to us, bend over.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The New World Order. New World Order. A global corporate anti-human exterminist neo-Nazi tyranny. All right, Robert Barnes riding the shotgun with us until the end of the hour. He'll be back later with Owen Schroyer in studio. We have news in the fourth hour that is Galacticus level. because it is the roadmap the Democrats are using in California and all over the rest of the country to put people on the driver's license rolls onto the voter rolls and then have judges order those rolls officially used. Then their operatives are given the names and go vote in their names. They got caught in Kentucky. We have the state government admitting it on tape. It's all coming up fourth hour. The report, the audio recordings, it's all being put together right now. Believe me, it's bombshell. There'll be a video report filed by Millie Weaver before with the witnesses, with the victims. A woman who's a Republican moved years ago to South Dakota. That's how we found out about this. And her husband is a legal immigrant, never voted. But when she moved, she learned years later that they had been put back on the rolls. She got herself removed. She found out she was back on and found out she and her husband had voted. He never voted, but because the driver's license is impaired, they put him back on, made him registered Democrat, so they know when you leave, because the state database, through the federal database, tells you when you're gone. So they fraudulently know you've left, so you won't notice. They then will put your husband or your spouse on the list, and then that's given out to go vote. 175,000 were officially forced back on months before the election by the Democrat who was in control of that. That's coming up fourth hour. That's how big this is, and it's all going to be breaking huge. That's why they want us off the air. That's why they want us arrested. That's why the Washington Post, CNN are all calling. Obama administration officials are calling for my arrest and Don Jr.'s right now. You understand? Because they know that everybody else is scared and won't tell you this stuff. We'll be back with Robert Barnes to break it down, but here is a big, important announcement. Alex Jones here announcing a very important development. So please pay attention and please write notes and check out the claims I'm going to make, because this can change your life guaranteed in multiple ways. Not just your health, not just your quality of life, not just your teeth, but your political freedom, your religious freedom, your right to self-defense, your children's freedom. We're introducing Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, developed by my father, a retired dentist working with oral surgeons, top researchers, scientists, and the number one developer of silver technologies for use in the medical field and for private citizens in the United States. That's who developed this. And yes, it's called Whitening Toothpaste, and it does that, and it does a great job of it. But it's also got the patented nanosilver that knocks out the bacteria and the gingivitis like nothing else. It's incredible. And then it's got the above-sea coral calcium carbonate, which is known to not only whiten but remineralize your teeth. And so many of the other whitening toothpaste clean them, but they also eat your teeth. So this is the all-around best toothpaste in the world, I believe. And it funds the InfoWar. So it's really magic. I mean, you're funding the information war. You're fighting the globalists, defending all your other freedoms while getting high-quality toothpaste that is the best you're going to find out there, ladies and gentlemen. We are so proud of this toothpaste. It's not meant to replace Super Blue, that is our number one bestseller. It has colloidal silver and iodine and is a great everyday toothpaste and is concentrated. It lasts a really long time. We're really proud of it. We also have it for children as well, in natural bubblegum flavor, and it's excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, this is next level. You can brush with it every day. You can brush with it once a week. Different strokes for different folks, literally. But I can't wait to hear and see your reviews. I can only offer it at 25% off because at $19.95 regular cost, we're making $10 on it. When we go 50% off, we're not making any money. This is not like other toothpaste. This has patented proprietary ingredients in it that are proven and documented and amazing. Has the same nanosilver that's in the wound gel. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to check this out. You need to purchase this at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it funds the InfoWar, so it is a true non-zero-sum game, a classic 360 win. Thank you all for your support over the years to build this independent institution. where we can not just come out with documentaries and films and huge interviews and game-changing investigative reports, but great products like this as well, like X2, like X3. Just everything we do is about game-changing and bringing you science and technology the globalists know about but don't want you to know about because they don't want to empower us. We're here for a pro-human future. We're here to empower humanity, and this does it. And when you buy it, it does more than just take care of your teeth and your gums. It funds the InfoWar. So get in there and get your super silver Beyond Whitening Toothpaste today at InfoWarsLife.com. Very, very proud of that product. All right, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, is here. I was home having dinner with my family at about 8 o'clock last night. They waited for me to get home, having some delicious soup that my wife made, minestrone. And text message comes in. And Barnes says, well, they're trying to get you arrested with federal prosecutors that are Obama appointees right now. But it's all fraud, and all the lawyers have already turned against him. It's obviously a huge hoax, but it's very dangerous. So we talked about 30 minutes about it, and they want Don Jr. arrested. They want me arrested, and it's a huge criminal hoax of racketeering to intimidate you. But they got Fox News and Twitter to not let anybody say the name of the fake whistleblower that openly says he wants to destroy Trump, and his lawyer wants to destroy Trump. And they're trying to say that they can appoint Obama officials to the jury. It turns out some more got appointed. That's why the judge is so scared right now. They're threatening to try to arrest anybody. Barnes, explain to people what's really going on here.
So everyone has a constitutional right to monitor jury selection to make sure the jury selection process is not producing biased or partial or prejudiced jurors, as is enshrined in the Constitution. And so as part of that, that was the goal and the objective. And what's happened is you have Obama prosecutors and the press and parts of the press labeling that as a criminal act to discuss jury selection, to discuss who is being picked, to discuss whether that person is prejudiced and biased or is likely to be prejudiced and biased in the jury trial of Roger Stone. And it appears that there's an effort to suppress discussion and conversation about what appears to be extraordinary jury selection that is favoring people who have every reason to be hostile and have prejudice against Roger Stone and to be a railroading. To give you an idea of the kind of people who have demanded jury selection information be publicly disclosed, includes the New York Times, who won that right back in the 1960s. It includes major members of the press who won it in the Hinckley trial in the early 1980s. This has been well established for a long time. And yet you have prominent prosecutors, Obama connected prosecutors, still connected to members of the Department of Justice.
In the Washington Post saying it's time to arrest me.
That's what's happening. I mean, you have people saying, let's criminalize this. In fact, what the tweet was from this prominent prosecutor was, where's the DOJ? Expecting the DOJ to just come and raid.
Look, Jones is crossing the criminal territory and is threatening the jurors. And they said like a mafia don.
And there's several problems with it. First, you're always entitled to go into jury selection. Secondly, you're always entitled to review whether the jury is being a fair jury. Imagine if you couldn't question in the 1960s whether a Klansman was sitting on a trial in a civil rights case or with an African-American defendant. That's effectively what the Obama prosecutors are saying. It is dangerous. It is precarious. It is a threat to fundamental freedoms, their attempts to suppress free press and free speech in this country, to cover up what appears to be a bad trial that is not going according to constitutional plan.
And they're doing it in unison everywhere, so it's bigger than Roger Stone, bigger than Alex Jones, bigger than Don Jr. What? Who's behind it? How do we stop it? And then we're going to get into all the other big news. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So,
you got Chiaramella, who's already testified. Why do they never want to tell you who the original whistleblower is? Because there isn't one. They all want to say they heard something that didn't happen. They don't want the fact that they're all political hacks to come out, that they're all deep staters appointed by Brennan and Clapper and Hillary and Obama. And so when it does come out, oh, look, it's this guy whose lawyer says we're going to stop Trump. He says we're going to have a coup on Trump 1 week after he's in office, and constantly attacks him. And the client is constantly attacking him, and all the evidence shows it's not true, and the quid pro quo is not illegal. And then you've got the Army colonel, the lieutenant colonel, we'll roll some footage of him, coming in to testify again at Congress. And, oh, that's all got to remain secret. But now they're getting ready to have some more public hearings of this. It's just giant, complete, and total fraud to say that we should know who they are. But again, they don't want the scrutiny of who these people are. Part of our system is you get to face your accusers, of people will make stuff up because they don't have to face the music.
We're being accused. They want us in jail because we love America. They're demonizing us. They're coming after us. So Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, shifting gears out of all the intimidation. They just keep doing it. They're obviously operating like a mafia. But we keep hearing about the Inspector General report and the indictments and the fact that the Deputy Attorney General didn't kill the indictments. So we know they're out there, but why hasn't Trump and the Justice Department moved?
I think that is a good question, and I think it's a good question whether Barr is going to take action, because it is problematic. I mean, there were different people talking to me today and yesterday saying, when is this going to end? This weaponization of the law in ways that is dangerous and precarious for the country, and political partisan ways intended to punish people for their dissident speech or different ideas about the Constitution and fundamental freedoms and liberties in the country. So here, for example, like jury tampering has a very specific, one of the most outrageous things in the Trump era has been the way the legal left has redefined basic criminal terms to mean things that never apply to. So, for example, if you look up extortion, there is a criminal definition within the U.S. sentencing guidelines and the statutes for what extortion is. It has nothing to do with what happened with Ukraine. Extortion requires a threat of physical injury to a person or kidnapping. That's the statutory definition for good cause. Blackmail requires that you be doing something in exchange to not provide information about someone. Again, that has absolutely nothing to do with what happened in Ukraine in terms of what the president did. And yet you have prominent legal leftists out there on the social media space, out there in the media space, saying that these crimes were committed. Now you have this attempts to redefine jury. You can't tamper with the jury by questioning how jury selection goes, because the jury's already been instructed to not be reading or listening to any media coverage. So only if they're violating their oath could they even possibly be under any subject to it. So these are just extraordinary interpretations and expansive interpretations intended to criminalize for First Amendment activity, because they don't want people exposing the degree to which there's corruption involved.
But the Justice Department and everyone allowing this, you have the media, you have these Obama-era people saying, arrest Jones, arrest Trump Jr., when that's a crime to be claiming that your normal First Amendment is illegal. These people are gangsters, and the fact that none of them have gotten in trouble. Instead, we see more and more indictments of Trump supporters as they cut all of his pillars of support out from under him.
Yeah, it's a political war unlike anything the United States has ever seen. I mean, you could go back maybe to the colonial times and the revolution, but that's the closest you could get.
Yeah, the king had kangaroo courts doing the same thing, and that's in the Declaration of Independence is one of the reasons we went to war.
Precisely, and it's one of the reasons why we have all these rights we have today, to make sure this is done correctly and properly.
Those are checks and balances to stop what they're trying now. So they're trying to overturn jurisprudence and the basic rule of law, and they're doing it consciously while the judge cackles and snorts.
Well, we do not have star chamber trials in America, even though that's what Schiff is trying to do with impeachment. And that's what they're trying to recreate by...
It's the same thing. They're trying to make it like a grand jury where it's secret.
Right, exactly. The grand jury is secret for different reasons, but a grand jury cannot take away someone's freedom. A grand jury can only initiate a criminal proceeding and engage in investigative proceedings that are mostly meant to be secret so that a person's privacy is not improperly invaded in terms of the person that's being investigated. That's who's supposed
yes,
to...
Yes, and then in court it's public.
Exactly.
When they're ready to pull the trigger, it's
correct. Everything in that process is public. So particularly the decision maker. When you sit on a jury, you're part of the decision-making process. And your judgment and whether you are biased is something that the public has a right to know.
Here's what's happened. The Democrats and the deep state all over the world have decided to totally get rid of any pretense that they're not the bad guys. And they've always been the bad guys. But they're just going rogue, going tyrant on every front. A, do you agree with that? B, how do you think it susses out?
It's extraordinarily dangerous, and at some point both the U.S. Supreme Court and other state Supreme Courts, where as appropriate, other courts of appeals have to step in and stop this nonsense. I mean, to see what's happening, I mean, what I said yesterday is here you have what appears to be an anonymous jury. Anonymous juries were rare, only recent historically, or were supposed to be for mob cases and terrorism cases, not Roger Stone.
So, but just like we knew, Homeland Security Patriot Act, it's all being expanded down to everybody.
Exactly. It's what happens when you allow any crack in our constitutional liberties that will ultimately erode the foundation.
Just like a dam.
Exactly. The whole thing will fall apart. And you're seeing it. So you're seeing expansion of definition of, I mean, you're seeing definitions of emoluments and all kinds of legal provisions where they're trying to weaponize the legal system, recreate and rewrite.
It's just like they're openly saying, yeah, we're getting rid of the First Amendment for conservatives. Well, that'll get rid of it for everybody.
Exactly. You can't do it for one side, not do it for the other side. And as an example here you have someone telling Don Jr. and telling the world at the same time that it's a crime to disclose who a whistleblower is, saying her law degree told her so. Well, maybe she got her law degree out of a cereal box, because that's not what any law requires.
It's only when they approach
at the level of the inspector general that the inspector general is not to tell the public. But,
exactly. It's never there's First Amendment reasons why it can't be private. Because
here's an example. Like a lot of court cases, they seal the court file. That is, the court's not putting it out, but the parties can't.
Exactly. I mean, the reason why we have Freedom of Information Act laws, Sunshine laws, Privacy Act laws, all these laws are meant to protect people's rights to know and have transparency in government. You don't get to try to stage a coup against the President of the United States and then say, I get to stay a secret witness and let's have a star chamber proceeding.
Well, I mean, it's like what they did. Only Blasey Ford would come forward. She was a CIA recruiter. Her dad was a high-level CIA at Baker Hostetler, one of the most powerful law firms out there that we know well, James Baker and all the rest of it. And then almost all the other women have said, I was threatened with my criminal record, that they'd say I was this or that if I didn't go along with it. And other women said, I was never called. I just saw my name on the news. Then they called and threatened me with my background, which I'm not going to tell you, if I did this. And some had been hookers. Some had been busted for drugs. And so they go, oh, we've run your background. They look at a whole university. They call up women that never knew Kavanaugh and say, he raped you, didn't he? No. Well, I'm going to tell people you're a hooker. How do you know that? Well, we got an FBI scan on you. Okay. I mean, but then the women later go, I don't care. He didn't do it. Even though they're threatening to put the women in jail or bring out that they're prostitutes. All they did was a scan of prostitutes at the college. You know, people that were 30 years later were prostitutes decades before. That is so damn evil. But that's what the deep state does, folks. And they've gone around to everybody that knows me. And they've called him up and they've threatened him. And they've got backgrounds and databases. But luckily, my circle of friends and family don't have any dirt. But they go, oh, we'll make it up. I've had the New York Times, we're getting lawsuits and things ready, folks, literally call up Pulitzer Prize winners, okay, mafia gangsters, and literally start threatening people with data mining they've done on them. We're going to do a story on you unless you tell us Alex Jones did this. And I've got witnesses, ladies and gentlemen, witnesses from Hillary Clinton law firms that literally people recorded the phone calls. Oh, yeah, we've got this stuff where they're literally going, well, that isn't enough. Tell us Jones is a homosexual. Tell us Jones wanted to have sex with you. We'll give you $10,000 more. These people are lawless, ladies and gentlemen, because they go, what will hurt him with his audience? We'll say he's gay. They're just, this is all crap, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, the degree to which once you weaponize the legal system and once you start engaging in Stasi-style techniques, and once you start doing Soviet-style trials, and once you start doing star chamber-style
procedures. You're over the edge of the cliff.
Not only that, the reason why we don't allow that in America is because it's also a bad mechanism of producing truth. So it's not just a matter of it being problematic from a First Amendment perspective, from a freedom perspective.
You fall into a banana republic real fast.
Exactly, and you often don't get the truth. Like the famous movie that Henry Fonda was in about 12 Angry Men, and it's one juror that holds out because he recognizes the truth. You need confrontation, you need cross-examination, you need due process in order to get the truth.
You need investigation.
Exactly. You cannot get the truth if you're only hearing one side that can coerce its witnesses in creative ways, that can engage in secrecy, that can prevent transparency, that can prevent public review and public scrutiny. The net effect of that is you're going to create a lie. The outcome of that proceeding will not...
How long? And then it discredits the whole system.
Absolutely.
How long do you think the New York Times have been so bad that they offer money for lies?
Well, I mean, I think that you go to the sort of deep state modus operandi. What caused Ed Snowden to become Ed Snowden was him witnessing how the high-ranking and well-connected officials within the State Department and other aspects of defense contractor world would routinely try to extort people.
And they were watching him have sex with his wife over his laptop. I mean, people are sick of this.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.